You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAKO2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Forever Canal! Friday! All right.
Hype,
DJ Ramos, CNR on FSR, Let the Wild Rumpus Start. You know what that's from? Let the Wild Rumpus Start?
Where the Wild Things Are?
The last book I read. Absolutely right.
The last book you read.
You know why? Because I couldn't top it. That really sparked my imagination. Flash it back on a Friday. You weren't going to outdo that book for me, so I stopped right there.
That's good.
Now I read headlines, really, and we're going to give you a lot of that today on the Covino and Rich Show.
I'm glad you quit with Highlights Magazine and Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, yeah. Now just cereal boxes and Instagram. That's what I...
Perfect.
Memes. I get all my news from memes, and we be rocking out.
All right. Friday, we are live from the TireRack.com studio. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com.
The way tire buying should be.
I know.
And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All the things we're getting in our next Fox Sports contract.
You're going to get an ATV?
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Now, action-packed show. We got DJ Ramos on the ones and twos.
Hey, Ramos.
Hola.
Hola, Ramos. Look at that. We got an official member of the Wu-Tang, Danny G.
Yay, yay.
And Monty with your updates. Monty.
Hi.
She must have a hot date tonight.
You're going out after this, aren't you?
Yeah.
You guys, I just washed my hair.
Yeah, well, she's noticed it. Monty, you should shower more often. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, I'll try.
So Monty's got your updates. Spotty's on the videos at Covino and Rich.
VO5.
Yeah, let me tell you, though. COVID made us all so lazy. When I put on jeans now, I'm like, I put on pants. I wear sweatpants way too often.
Yeah, Rich wore jeans, and I'm thinking, what's the special occasion? Because he comes in here wearing long johns.
Yo, that is so sad that when you wear jeans and an actual, like, you know, you get dressed for work, it's like, what's going on?
I mean, I hear you.
You know what the problem is? The problem is the bosses don't work in this building.
Right.
And we're filmed from the waist up for our video clips.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not even wearing pants right now.
I was going to say, we're just glad that you're wearing something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you see the videos, just know that Rich sometimes wears sweatpants, sometimes nothing at all.
Wow.
At Covino and Rich, Spotty's on the videos.
Scandalous.
Now, action-packed show, some fun stuff to talk about. And next hour, what you need to watch in the world of sports, of entertainment, so that you know what's going on when you get back to the office wearing your sweatpants, all right?
Well,
weekend hobnobbing next hour.
Who are we talking about today? Maybe Zach Wilson? Is he, believe it or not, in a great position? We'll talk Buck Showalter. Are you too big to be fired? Some Madden drama, but I know you wanted to start the show off today with some creepy stuff.
The aliens. Ooh. Fox Sports Radio, don't be too cool to talk about these aliens, okay? Because I'm going to find a way to tie it into sports, believe it or not. Thank you.
And you know who's in our building just upstairs.
Who?
Nori from Coast to Coast. He took over for Art Bell years ago.
Oh, yeah.
George Nori.
He's in this building?
Yeah. Upstairs.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Was that him pulling in on that spaceship just now? I think it might have been. Oh, my goodness. I thought that was a Vespa pulling up. It's a spaceship with Nori. Aliens. Now, I got to tell you, aliens, big part of my life. Not that my family are illegal aliens.
Explain to everyone how aliens are a big part of your life.
When I go and visit my parents,
I'm the one
watching,
that loved Alf as a kid.
Well, Rich is a big Alf fan, right? So I'm connected to you. And Rich wears Alf t-shirts all the time. But anytime I go and visit my family, they're watching one of two things. My mom is watching some miserable Forensic Files or something, right? She lives in a world of gloom, doom and gloom and death. Forensic Files. Or some sort of old movie where everybody's dead, or a Twilight Zone marathon or something like that, right? And my dad, 24/7, Ancient Aliens. It's Ancient Aliens for my dad all the time. I think he has a fetish for that guy with the hair. You know the guy with the hair?
The big hair guy?
Yeah.
Ancient Aliens, right? And my wish for my dad, and I've said this jokingly, you know, nobody lasts forever, but one day, I hope that my dad is taken by aliens before anything happens to him. That would be great. If you ever had a choice to make, I'd be like, Dad, go. Just go with the aliens. Go. Goodbye. So my dad is obsessed with this.
Goodbye.
So growing up, I can't escape it, right? My dad always talked about parallel universes and things like that and aliens. And now I heard a story. Bro, I'm telling you, there's so much more going on than meets the eye. Have you seen it or is it just my algorithm?
I have not seen what you're talking about.
Dude. The alien thing is real, and it's next level. So I don't know if there's like a reason or conspiracy, if you want to put your tinfoil hat on. Like, why all the alien talks, you know, out of nowhere?
And our afternoon show is on every day in Las Vegas. We have a great affiliate there.
Well, hold on, because I'm going to talk about Las Vegas.
I know you are.
But there's an official whistleblower, a really reputable guy in the government that's like, no, man, we got the spaceships. The what do you call them? UPAs, UAPs, UFOs, whatever it is. What's the acronym now? They keep changing. But there was a story out of Vegas just this week. And of course, there's conspiracies, right? People are saying that the fires are in the sky to cover up what's going on above the sky.
Geez.
I'm not getting into that. What I'm here to tell you is there was a story of a little Hispanic boy. I don't know if he was Mexican. Let's make him Mexican.
Let's call him Steve
for the fun of the story.
Let's call him Ferracito.
And he hears a rumbling in his backyard. He's like, oh my goodness. What is going on? He sees a big flash. Yeah, like, oh, it's a fiesta. And there's a big flash in the backyard. He's tinkering with his truck. Midnight. I don't know what he's doing fixing a truck at midnight. And he can't believe his eyes. And his family's there, and he gets his family. And I think they're all so frightened, no one really grabs a camera. But there is...
Likely story.
No, but there is footage. The kid is face to face with what he says are 8 to 10 foot aliens with shiny eyes and a big mouth. And he calls 911 and the call is online. It's everywhere right now. He's like, this is not a joke. I'm not. By the way,
do we have audio of this?
I'm
going
to get Birch to pull this.
Oh, please do.
He goes, hello, 911. This is, I was tinkering with the truck. And he goes, yo, Ramos, I swear to God, it's
a true
story. But hold on.
I know it is because Suzanne told me the same thing last night. She's like, honey, look at this. I'm like, what?
And by the way, you're thinking, how is he going to tie this into sports?
I can't worry.
I got it.
Oh.
So this kid makes this unbelievable phone call. He says he saw him, and he goes, I'm terrified. He goes, somebody come quickly. I'm not even kidding you. All right? They got this on 911. Honestly, he doesn't sound as frightened as I would feel in that moment, but it's a real phone call. Right? So the people handling it take it serious. So, okay, is it it's not a person? No, definitely not. It looks like aliens.
8 to 10 feet tall.
8 to 10 feet tall.
I'm sure the Summer League didn't start in Vegas.
Hold on. This is a real story.
Yeah. Is Jokic in Vegas this weekend?
They have basketball jerseys on. And the woman says, okay, you know, they're not human. He's like, no, I think they're aliens or whatever. He reports the story. The police go to investigate.
Yeah.
And you would think that they're like, come on. Here's the side nugget of the story that makes you say, what? They believe him. And they investigate for real. And they're like, Did you see anything else? Did you see a flash in the sky? They take him serious because one of the guys that go to see what the problem is, see what's going on, caught footage on his body cam of something landing from the sky in that area.
Whoa.
So that footage is out there, not just from the policeman's body cam, but from other people in Vegas. So the policeman, there is footage of the policeman there going there, and they're like sort of frightened by the whole situation. They're like, yeah, we believe this kid because we saw.
They don't want to go on this call.
Right. They're like, they actually joke. They say, if you encounter something again, leave us out of it.
Yeah.
Because when they went back there, they didn't find anything. However, there was a giant crop circle in their backyard afterward. And that's all there. So they got the 911 call. They got this kid who's gone on social media afterward. Is like, I don't want any clout. I just want you to know what I saw. He's like, I'm not trying to be Instagram famous. I want nothing. I was working on my cars. Here's what I saw. And my family saw it too. And then everyone in that surrounding area also saw Ring doorbells caught flashes of something hitting in that area. So
my Ring doorbell goes off when my umbrella moves in the backyard.
Anytime there's a loud explosion.
Yeah, so.
So this story's building, and you're hearing all these other stories and conspiracies. And like I said, whistleblowers from the government saying that we do have things. And if you get that in your algorithm, man, you're just seeing more and more footage everywhere from all over the world of all these lights and what's that. And, you know, I don't know why this is building up so much right now. It almost feels like, well, what's going on? And why aren't we hearing the whole story? And what about this Vegas story? And, of course, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, Rich. I love these stories.
Of course.
And this one had an extra layer of fun to it. So I want to share it to you, with you on Fox Sports Radio. So I'm here to also say, if the Oakland Athletics are moving to Vegas.
Yeah.
And you got all this Vegas stuff going on with the aliens.
The Oakland, now Vegas A, should stand for aliens.
Bam!
There you go. That's how you tie it into sports.
Who's coming with me?
The Vegas aliens.
You don't think they could promote that next level? The Las Vegas A's?
Aliens.
No, but it'd still be the A's. For the aliens.
Hasn't the term
promoted
alien been canceled, though?
Athletics is corny, dude.
But hasn't the term alien
been canceled?
And the
mascot is an elephant? Give me a break.
It's not the circus.
Canceled how? How's it canceled?
It's offensive.
Offensive to who? To who?
To
I'm half Mexican. It's offensive to nobody.
No, but he's right, though. I think like people say aliens now. They're like, oh, be careful. Aliens.
Yeah, I'll
like,
tie it to sports again. Bernard Hopkins was the alien. That was his nickname.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, I think it's a great idea.
Offensive to who? The aliens?
Yeah.
What a bunch of weenies we are.
I have a better question for you.
I asked the aliens. I call them aliens. They say, don't call me aliens.
By the way, if I was an alien and I came here and I realized how weenified humans
weenified.
Were, I'd leave.
That's cultural appropriation.
I can't believe you're offended by this. Ooh, you guys are weak.
All right, hold that thought. Yeah. Bursch, help me wrangle down this audio here.
Okay, I got to hear this
All
kid.
Right, here we go.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and it's looking at us, and it's still there.
This isn't real.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard.
It's way too
I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird.
So there's two
terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot, 9 feet, 10 foot. I don't know. They look like aliens to us.
Yeah. Is he like a
big
short
eyes? They have
guy.
Big eyes, like I can't explain it, and big mouth. They're shiny eyes and. And they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay.
She's like, oh, okay.
Did that
like,
kid find okay. the? Did that kid happen to stumble upon the Tyson ears that fell out of our bag?
Yeah. Well, you're probably in shock. You know, we all think that we'd react in one way. You never know how you're really going to react.
It's true.
If something like that happened, you may freeze. But I think one of the older relatives in the house, they were taping it, right, on their phone.
Let me guess. The
and you see, you see something in
grainy,
the background.
Super grainy. Like it was filmed on a flip phone from 2004.
Dude, look, you don't know what sort of force field the aliens come with. Maybe they're blurry in real life. Who knows?
Yeah, we're using their technology anyways
exactly.
with our iPhone.
People shoot movies, like actual movies on their iPhone, yet anytime there's some sort of
spot, it's alien interference.
Aliens or anything.
Did I ever tell you
like it was filmed in 1943?
It reminds me of my Pope story, Spot. Interference.
You know that is true. Tell your Pope story.
You're wondering, how the hell is Rich going to tie the Pope into this? So, Ramos, I'm in the Vatican. So, my wife and I are in Rome, part of our honeymoon. And we just stumble into Vatican City, right? Where everyone's checking out the scene. There's a lot of commotion. The Pope. I'm like, the Pope? I walk up to this little guardrail area. I'm right in the front. 10 seconds later, I kid you not, the Pope comes by right in front of me. I have a phone. I do selfie mode. I'm like, yo, it's the Pope. I'm like, yo, what's up, Pope? I have what I think is hilarious video of me 5 feet from the Pope coming by. And my phone did this like everything deleted on my phone that I had, like,
right?
Almost like his little Pope mobile had a scrambler.
A scrambler.
Yeah. So that's
so you're trying to tell
story.
Me the aliens don't have a scrambler spot?
Well,
if the Pope has,
like I said, well, maybe the Pope is a vicar alien. Of God, so maybe
either,
that's
that,
why.
That too.
There are web sleuths all over the story. It's a big story. It's a developing story that coincides with, again, the former U.S. intelligence officer that blew the whistle on the U.S. government saying they had non-human spacecraft.
Or maybe it's a really...
And materials.
Or maybe it's a really complex promotional... thing for the Vegas
A's
becoming the aliens.
Well, that would be cool if you weren't so offended by the word. How corny is that?
I have a better question for you.
I can't believe you're offended by this word.
Would you want to be, not this kid in particular, but would you ever want to be the person that saw something spectacular where no one really believed you? Like, would you want to be this kid where imagine
well,
if you went...
that's the other thing.
Imagine if you went...
for anyone to believe this stuff.
No, but he must feel weird. Imagine if you went in your backyard for real. You're trimming your rose bushes or you're picking up some weeds or you're just doing what people do in the yard. And all of a sudden you look up and there's a 10-foot alien. And no one believes you. And you're like, I'm telling you the truth. Like, that must be even a... Because this guy said he doesn't want clout. He doesn't want Instagram popularity. He's telling the truth.
And when it's U.S. possible. Officials I mean, are saying that they have intact alien vehicles from out of this earth, non-human origins... And then you're seeing all this footage left and right. I mean, how could you not think that there's something out there and something's going on? And you're forgetting one major part of the story. The cops have the body cam footage.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it. Oh, I don't know how you haven't. Because it's everywhere. So my petition here on Fox Sports Radio, I don't care if it's offensive. I'll be the first to say, I don't care. It should be the Las Vegas aliens when the Athletics move to Vegas. And who knows? Maybe we'll see an alien playing professional sports one day. You never know.
Danny, Ramos, you guys ever take that drive from L.A. to Vegas?
Oh, of course.
All the time. You pass that.
That nice 10-hour drive.
Isn't that the famous jerky place? Like Alien. There's like a truck stop.
Yeah,
where there's
yeah,
like
beef jerky.
It's in Barstow. Not Barstow. It's in what's
Baker.
The one?
Baker.
Yeah. There's like
the world's tallest thermometer.
Yes.
It's a good fun fact. Clark Griswold probably went there once. But no, we've seen that whole vibe. Vegas and Area 51, it's synonymous with that vibe. So Covino's right. From a promotional standpoint, if you did want to mix it up.
You don't think they'd be hyped about it? Of course they would. I mean, it'd be great for tourism.
One of the women's teams already the Vegas Aces, so that's out of the question. You already got the Vegas Golden Knights. I think the Vegas Aliens.
Oh, it's perfect.
I think
you
it's
could
so
have Shats
good.
Throw out the first pitch of the first ever Aliens game. Shatner.
Who? You have Shatner come, and then, hey, maybe the aliens feel embraced. They come and say, what's up? You know, they're there for special occasions. They come and say hello.
Someone hits a home run. You know how, like, in Milwaukee, you go there, they, you know, it goes down the slide.
Yeah.
You know, a little spacecraft goes across the outfield.
It'd be great for merchandise. It'd be great for the team. They need a new identity. The Athletics, that's corny. No one calls them that anyway. The Oakland A's, you don't have to change it. It'd be Las Vegas A's, and ba-bam. And that's the story. The web sleuths, you know there's web sleuths, right? They're taking the footage from that kid's backyard, and they are zooming in, and you sort of do see something in the background, but it's hard to make out. But once you see this body cam footage from the police, you're like, wow, man, what is that? There's, put it this way, to wrap it up, there is an abundance of what is that going on that not enough people are talking about.
Okay, then you know what?
Until, like, recently.
877-99 on Fox. That's a number. Let's be truthful. We'll start going around the room, and then I want the feedback. Do you think in the next couple of years it's going to be very clear? Like, will there be a scenario where it's like, the government or someone's like, hey, there's UFOs and aliens, and we're admitting it, and here's what we got? Or is it going to be a mystery forever?
No, I think so.
Hold on. Let me start by going around the room. Yo, Monsi. Danny G, Ramos, do you believe this kid? Like, truthfully, do you think this guy saw a 10-foot alien in his backyard?
I want to believe it.
Okay, so Monty.
Same. That's exactly how I feel.
So Monty,
that's how
Danny G.
For some strange reason, the fact that he wasn't overly crazy on the phone makes me kind of believe him.
Two.
Oh, that's a
Ramos,
fair point.
Ramos, do you believe him?
Do I believe him? I believe he saw something. I don't know if it was aliens from another planet.
So you don't buy 2-1. Spot, do you believe this kid?
He's way too calm. I don't believe him.
2-2. Covino.
Yeah, I'm like Monty. I want to believe him, and there's too much going on. I don't know if you believe that.
I want to see this body cam. I want to see this
media.
Body cam footage. And if it give,
check it out.
It might be.
You know what? Why don't you take a look? Everybody hanging out with us on Fox Sports Radio, take a little look-see right now. And let us know what you think at 877-99-ON-FOX.
I think this is a story planted by Zion Williamson just to take the heat off of him.
Zion, we like that name. Whoa, we're from the planet Zion.
All right, well, we got more Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, with your phone calls next, live from the TireRack.com studio. And tonight, I'm grilling. My dad's in town with his wife, Nellie, and we're going to be cooking up some steaks tonight, and nothing better than ButcherBox. ButcherBox.com. If you use code CRSHOW, you're going to get a deal. That's where they deliver meat to your doorstep in a nice little cooler. Everything from steaks.
Do they deliver to Planet Nibiru by any chance?
No!
We heard such great things.
Can
about
I get
Butcher
it?
Box.
Ooh, I listen to Covino and Rich.
Oh, high quality meats, chicken, seafood. And if you're not a seafood guy like me, just unselect seafood. Get extra steak.
Yeah.
It's convenient. The cost is right. And it's a great gift. Father's Day's coming up. Father's Day is 9 days away.
There you go. So, hey, ButcherBox.com. If you use code CRSHOW, you're going to get $20 off your first box. Plus, every month, you're going to get 2 pounds of ground beef for free in your box. So, 2 pounds of ground beef, $20 off, all at ButcherBox.com with code CRSHOW.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns, and if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW.
That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Ooh, we are live from the TireRack.com studios.
I like these guys, Covino and Rich.
We're Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. We got DJ Ramos on the ones and twos. We got Danny G. We got Monsi. Yeah. Rich's family's in the studio. So
nice.
Casual Friday. Covino, Rich, and Spot. Everything at Covino and Rich. If you want to chime in on this alien thing, by all means, at Covino and Rich. All right.
Need some mashed potatoes.
Off the air, we were talking.
Oh, yeah.
Why is everything happening all at once? Why have we gotten this official U.S. Navy footage from the pilots of the UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena? Why are we seeing all these videos from all over the world?
Yeah.
Not just here, all over the world. And what about this story in Vegas?
I like the Vegas story. This kid, can you just play the very beginning of his call to the police?
There's like an 8-foot person beside it.
Stop it.
And another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us. And it's still there.
So fake.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard.
So, I mean, he sounds way calm, but he's like, yo, there's like 10
people. He would never lie about his backyard.
He addressed this on social media that he was just terrified and in the moment and didn't know what
there's
to
like
do.
An 8-foot, maybe 9-10-foot person in my
so,
backyard.
If you just joined us, Fox Sports
really,
Radio.
But I'm really calm about it.
I was saying, just with all this hype and the Athletics moving to Las Vegas, they should roll with the Las Vegas Aliens.
Shiny ice.
Still be the Las Vegas A's, just rebrand themselves, do that. Hey, man, and if you really want to tie it to sports,
and a big mouth.
I think we're going to see
an alien in the big leagues?
Oh, you know what? No. Close. Maybe. But I was going to say, I think we're going to see official aircraft.
Oh, boy.
Non-human, how do they say it now? Not of the Earth aircraft?
Not of the Earth.
Not of the Earth.
I think there's a greater chance of seeing actual spaceships and maybe even aliens before we see Carlos Rodon pitch for the Yankees.
That's my stance. That's my mild take of the day,
everybody. By the way, why would you change? UFO is so synonymous of a name.
Yeah, why would you change,
that?
Because it offended somebody.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I don't
it's
know.
It's unbelievable. Like, MLB. How about the FJY? Like, what?
Yeah, I know.
What's that stand for? But again, there was a story out of Vegas, again, that coincides with all these other stories. Again, that whistleblower from the U.S. government that's saying we have spacecraft that we're trying to reverse engineer for our own use and our own technology. Got all this footage. You got this 911 call. I'm just throwing it out there, and I'm just saying. I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat. I'm just saying.
Can you? What does that say up there? Can you read that again?
Premier sports lineup in the nation. I tied this into sports.
I just want to know. Make sure you know where you are.
Hey, we will see spacecraft before we ever see Kaepernick playing in the
talking
NFL.
Talking about UFOs.
Yo, I got something that
sometimes George Norrie talks about the Cardinals.
He does.
There you go. There's a story.
It's a big story.
I'm going to tie it into the moon and space.
Oh, I know.
I got a story.
People have footage of the two suns. Have you seen this?
Are you watching sci-fi movies and confusing?
No,
there's a story from back in the day. You know, you might remember this if you're a little older than us, but I've seen this story and it's fantastic. Legendary pitcher Gaylord Perry was not a good batter. He was a pitcher. The manager of his team said, there'll be a man on the moon before Gaylord Perry hits a home run. And as the story goes, this is a true story. On July 20th, 1969, while every American... I wasn't alive yet, but they were glued to their TVs watching the moon landing. Almost simultaneously, Gaylord Perry hit a home run.
No way.
It's like one of those. It's one of those stories where it's like, yeah, there'll be a man on the moon before he hits a home run.
All right.
Literally within an hour of the moon landing, Gaylord Perry hit a home run.
I'll tie it into sports one more time. I think we will see this footage of the aircraft or an alien before the Mets win a World Series.
Whoa. Jeez.
How dare you? How dare you?
It's the truth. the truth, because I know you want to talk about Buck Showalter.
Oh.
So that's the story, guys. We'll take your feedback on social media at Covino and Rich. And let's take a few phone calls and then move on.
Before we do the phone calls, one last thing. In our lifetime, because think of our grandparents that are probably unfortunately gone. But if you have a grandparent that lived from like the early 1900s till roughly 2000 or so, if they lived a good 80, 90, 100 years, they saw the invention of the television, the internet, phones, like what the cars, you know, evolved to what they became. If you live, Covino, to 100 years old, mm-hmm. you got a good 50, 60 years left.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think in your lifetime it'll be like, you'll be an old man like, remember when we used to fake not believing in it? Like, is it going to be obvious to you in our lifetime?
I think so. I know that's very, is it ethno or egocentric of us to feel that way?
In your lifetime, yeah.
But we're also part of a generation where everybody has a phone and a camera in our hands at all times. So we're capturing more footage than ever before.
That goes along with the meme that Spot just showed me from Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm. Well, for all we know, that dude's an alien.
Oh, my God, that is true.
So I don't care what he says, to be honest. He was making fun of the fact that camera quality is very high nowadays.
It's like exponentially growing.
Yeah, he tweeted two charts where it's like proof that UFOs and aliens don't exist. And it's the quality of cameras, and it's a chart that just keeps going better and better. And it's like quality of UFO footage, and it's like a straight line. Like it hasn't gotten better.
Well, these are all stories that are happening now as we speak.
If you want to prove it to me, show me an alien in portrait mode. Show me an alien.
Maybe they're very elusive. You see how fast they move
like watching this aircraft,
right? These images and these orbs and these aircraft that we can't explain. You've seen the U.S. Navy footage.
Who's to say
that they're not elusive and fast in real life where we can't photograph them?
That is true. It's like that, what comedian was it? Mitch Hedberg that did the Bigfoot joke?
Yes.
Yeah, there was maybe Bigfoot is just blurry. Maybe that's why like every picture of him is blurry. Maybe Bigfoot is blurry.
Well, I think we'll see an alien before. Can you fill in the blank before we see what happened in sports?
The Mets won the World Series.
There you go.
The Mets 30-33, 3 games under .500. Buck Showalter will not leave though. We'll talk about that in a little bit. John and Reno, what's going on, man? Covino and Rich.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, I've been in Nevada my entire life, and I've seen some weird stuff out there that I cannot compensate for. No hallucinogenics or anything like that, but there's been some weird stuff. And as far as the 8-foot person or the 7-foot person, wasn't that the basketball player coming out of the bunny ranch?
Yeah, never know.
It's possible. But that is the story out of Vegas, and we share it with you here on Fox Sports Radio.
Buddy Ralph in New York. Ralph.
Hey, Ralph.
What's up, man? Covino and Rich.
Hey, man, what's up? You two are like a bad infomercial for the Jetsons.
Right?
I love the Jetsons.
Daughter Judy.
You know the Jetsons theory, right? I guess I can't assume that everybody knows this stupid stuff, but there's a theory about Hanna-Barbera where the Jetsons live in the same time period as the Flintstones, but the Jetsons live in space.
And the Flintstones live on Earth.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, bam.
Same time period.
Love you guys. Danny G, you rock, man. Have a great night.
Yo, have a good one, Ralph.
Does this kid realize like how big 10-foot people are?
See, you're doubting him.
So we've met Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, we have.
We've met Shaq.
We've co-hosted radio and TV shows with Ryan Hollins, who's like a monster.
They're like 7 feet tall. So imagine a 10-foot, 3-foot taller.
How tall is the ceiling?
It's probably 8 feet.
Honestly, Spot, stand up. You're a 6-foot guy exactly, right?
Yeah, so but hold you on. Know when people not, are reporting
it's a 10-foot
anything.
Ceiling.
Their hearts so that, and their adrenaline are at a different rate where they never get the story right anyway.
8-foot ceiling.
The kid was nervous. Getting feedback from Vegas, Wes in Vegas says, also, since the Raiders moved here, why not rebrand them?
Nah.
Rebranding would have been a huge opportunity for both to start fresh and leave their losing history behind them.
But yes, the Raiders have some winning, and the Raiders are Danny G's going to lose his mind.
I'm just getting feedback.
Boise Bob, wrap this up, and then we'll go to Monsi for an update. What's up, Boise Bob?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Three quick things. Number one, if you've ever been to the black hole, the Raiders are already aliens. Number two, the AAA team is the Las Vegas 51, so the Las Vegas aliens plugged right in.
Yeah.
And number three, aliens absolutely are real.
absolutely foolish to think that what? We're the only life form. Give me a break.
I mean, that it does seem
foolish.
It seems insane to think with the vast universe and
we're the most advanced. Yeah, wow. Right.
What if aliens? Yeah, right. What about the theory that aliens are us in the future? Time traveling back to check on us.
And forget those first mock-ups of what the new stadium, the new baseball stadium would look like in Vegas. Make that thing a huge spaceship.
Yeah.
And let it even lift up off the ground with all the fans in their seats.
Danny G, you know what they should sell? Ice cream from the future. Those little
Dippin' Dots.
Those Dippin' Dots.
They are from the future.
Yes.
From the year 5000.
You know where they sell Dippin' Dots? The only place I've seen Dippin' Dots over the last 20 years? Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh.
I bring my kids there, and I'm like, they're like, do you want Dippin' Dots? I'm like, it's the future, I guess.
Well, my last one, I'll say this, and then we'll go to Monsi. We will see a UAP or UFO or some sort of non-human material or an alien before we ever get this Tyson Fury Usyk fight signed.
Okay,
deal. That's my prediction.
You know, that's a great game, too. What will we see before? All right, Monsi, what's going on, buddy?
100% aliens are real. Come on, guys.
Great.
We can't. We're not the only ones. What did we just learn? That the sunsets in Mars are blue.
Blue.
So how can we think we are the only ones? Come on.
How romantic would that be?
I would
love. Want to go to Mars, Monsi?
I would. I don't think we'd make it, though. We would explode or something.
Let me tell you, it's... The more you think about it, we're assuming that our biggest dumb assumption when we always talk about UFOs and aliens is that we just think aliens look like us but slightly different. Like, oh, they must look like, you know, humans with darker skin or bald heads. Or
no, I think they look like the ones from The Simpsons. Those big green things.
They can move so fast that we don't see them. You don't know that. Or they can look, they could be like, press a button and be like, yeah, we're invisible.
Yeah. Why isn't it in focus? Because, I don't know, it's moving at crazy speeds.
Right. That's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. Guys, game 4 of the NBA Finals tips off at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. The Nuggets and the Heat going at it. Denver leads the series 2-1, and Denver knows that their championship window is now, so they're trying to capitalize on what they have now. They've acquired a 2024 first and second round pick, along with a 2023 second round pick from the Oklahoma City Thunder for a protected 2029 first round pick. And bad news for your Mets. Rich, did you see?
Don't tell me Pete Alonso.
Going to the IL, expected to be out 3 to 4 weeks with a bone bruise from that pitch he was hit with earlier in the week. It looked bad. It looked like it hit him right on the bone of that left wrist.
There's a big con, right, that he's not going to be playing. But there's a pro and con here. The con that it's happening early, the con that, you know, I was thinking Pete Alonso, no matter how the Mets are playing, he was on track like 60-plus home runs. And now that takes, you know, he's going to miss, what, 15 games or so? But so
that's like best case scenario.
But yeah, but maybe the Mets need a little shakeup. They can might call up some guys from the minors, that guy Mauricio, who everyone talks about.
Mauricio.
Soccer news. Mexican soccer star Javier Hernandez, better known as? Say it.
The alien.
No.
Oh, Chicharito.
Chicharito.
We met that guy. You know that?
He was telling me. Yeah. That's awesome. Chicharito tore his ACL. The Galaxy announced today. So he's going to undergo surgery, miss the remainder of the MLS season.
Chicharito.
Novak Djokovic is headed back to the French Open final. He defeated top seed Carlos Alcaraz. And now he's going to face fourth seed Casper Ruud on Sunday. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Back to you, aliens. I don't know if you sound like Marvin the Martian or like the aliens from Space Jam. I can't figure it out. But Marvin, you definitely don't sound like the green guys from The Simpsons.
No.
True House Marvin of Horror Martin style.
Yes.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable.
Bundling.
Get a multi-policy discount. Where's the rest of the copy?
Multi-policy. Oh, aliens took it.
By combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Boat, ATV, spaceship, car, home,
UFO. You know. And thank you, Monsi.
We got more Covino and Rich coming up. I know what I want to get to with you. Got to talk a little Zach Wilson. He spoke about...
We'll see aliens before Zach Wilson starts in the NFL.
It could be. But is he in an actual great spot to be? We'll get to that, plus Buck Showalter. We'll talk a little Madden and a bunch more. Game 4 in the NBA tonight. All next right here, Covino and Rich on FSR. Now, listen, man, it's all about getting chalked up. Every man's got an edge while the other guy's working on his edge. How about you check out Chalk?
Chalk. T levels, testosterone levels, an all-time low. Individual T levels in men decline 1% or more every year with age. Thankfully, there's a new champion of natural, I like that, natural testosterone boosters, Chalk, because I don't want to take anything, you know, from out of this world. I want some natural.
Chalk, C-H-O-Q. The male vitality stack has been studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days if you want to reclaim your game. As you get older, you're sluggish. You're not the same guy you were at the gym playing sports in the bedroom. So reclaim your game with higher T, maximize energy, laser focus. If you go to chalk.com today, C-H-O-Q, if you use code CRSHOW, you're going to get 35% off your subscription for life.
For life, chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, code CRSHOW. S-H-O-W for Covino and Rich Show. 35% off subscriptions, cancelable at any time.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird. You terrify it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large.
Well, speaking of two larger-than-life subjects, Covino and Rich, we're the number one show amongst aliens. Yeah, buddy! The premier sports lineup in the nation and outer space.
And on the moon.
You're not thinking big enough.
Mars.
Danny G and Ramos. Forget the affiliates in the States. Think of how big the galaxy is.
Right. We could be the number one show in the galaxy. Covino and Rich at Covino and Rich on social media, 877-99 on Fox Live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rich, I mean this as a compliment, but if your dad, who's here with us today,
yeah,
if there was any cartoon character that resembled your dad, it's freaking George Jetson. Your dad
does look a little like George Jetson.
He is George Jetson with a denim jacket on.
My name's Elroy, by the way.
Dickie Elroy Davis.
Hey, Covino and Rich, let's take two more quick phone calls. And I do want to talk a little about Zach Wilson. There's a Buck Showalter thought I had. Again, sort of a, would you agree, Danny G, sort of a day in the world of sports. We got the NBA Finals tonight. But besides the NBA Finals, and I think unless you're a Denver Nuggets fan, the world's got to be saying, if Jimmy Buckets ties it up in Miami tonight,
oh, I'm so pumped,
and Miami comes out to play, who doesn't want a 2-2 NBA Finals going into Game 5 in Denver?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want, right?
Yeah, slow news day, no fake toy guns, no baby mama drama today.
Yeah, we'll leave Zion alone today. Unless there's another woman that comes out and says, I may be
crazy. Oh, by the way, I was thinking it's just a matter of time. Yeah, that'll happen.
It's like the Tiger Woods thing at first. Remember Tiger Woods? It was like, oh, he was up to no good. There was another woman. It just opens the floodgates, really.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're on to something, though. If it's ever a really, like next month is like on the sports calendar, this usually the slowest month throughout the year for sports, okay? So if it's ever a day where it's like watching paint dry, just talk UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
The studio lines have been blowing up.
We are, I think, you know, no offense to even Dan and Colin. I think we're the show that, you know, thrives the most when we don't have to talk about sports all the time.
Okay, now I'm not going to get into conspiracies, but it's like Danny G and I were saying off the air, though. If you really want to dive into it, why are we hearing about this stuff more now than ever before? Like, is there more to it?
It's a distraction.
They've been
slowly leaking these stories.
Yeah, why is the question, right? Like, is the world setting us up for something more? Who knows? If you really want to be a conspiracy guy.
You know, we had an interview, not to name drop, but we had an interview once with, was it Clint Howard spot? Was it Ron, right?
No, it was Clint.
Clint Howard. Yeah. Ron Howard's brother. It was, big time movie director, and
he's been in everything.
Covino said, hey Clint, I gotta ask you, does Hollywood make movies about aliens and UFOs and destruction as a way to mentally prepare us for when it happens? Like, do you guys know stuff that we don't know?
You're in cahoots with a lot of powerful Hollywood people. His brother's Ron Howard.
This was a real question.
Yeah, and I asked him that.
On national
I can't
radio.
Believe I asked him that,
and he goes,
I did.
He goes, do you got the scoop, and are you preparing us? Clint Howard looks Covino in the eyes, and he goes, Covino, are you effing kidding me? And he got like agitated at Covino.
However, that is true. However, we've also interviewed, name drop, Dan Aykroyd. And he told us a story where he actually saw a UFO.
I mean, he also smelled like whiskey.
Yeah, but no, it was vodka, I believe.
He was killer.
And
he was
How pushing dare you? That's a Ghostbuster.
I love Dan Aykroyd.
He
Aykroyd.
Was pushing his like crystal skull vodka.
I know.
You know, look, hey, there's a lot of
By
stories
the way,
out there.
He saw this UFO in Manhattan. Like, he was in a hotel in Manhattan and saw it out the window.
Dan Aykroyd told us.
You think other people might have seen it.
In a very serious way that he saw this.
Yeah. Maybe he does drink a little bit.
Hey, by the way, in the world of, I don't know many athletes that are big into UFOs, but do you guys know who the biggest musician that's way into the UFO alien scene? He actually focused on it when he stepped away for a minute. They made their big return to Coachella this year. Blink-182. Tom DeLonge is like, not just a little Danny, like he is honed in on that whole UFO alien vibe and everything.
Well, if you just joined us, with all the stories I was saying, the Athletics should be the Las Vegas A's, the aliens.
Yeah.
And we're just going to wrap it up with your phone calls now to say what's up on this casual all Friday. Who we got?
We'll go to Oregon. Say what's up to Jack. Jack, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Listen, we were camping and I live in Oregon, so there's a lot of beautiful places to camp here. And we like to go to the Umpqua. It's beautiful up there, but it's very dark up there. You can see the sky lights up with stars. And we saw, we knew it was way too high to be a regular, jet. So we looked at it for a while, and this thing was going along, and then it stopped in its tracks, changed directions. It did that again and went on its way. And that is the truth.
Let me ask you, hold on. Thank you, Jack.
Dude, there's also a story where Logan Paul has what they say is actual footage.
Yeah, but he says it's not that good. Spot, you don't have little kids. And I feel like that's one of the only reasons why I would say no to this. Because I got little kids to worry about raising. If you were out and about, let's say you and your beautiful wifey were on a hike up in like the mountain somewhere. And you saw a UFO come down. And they're like, you two, come with us. Would you go on a spaceship?
Is there probing involved?
Yeah. That might make the answer yes.
I don't want to be probed.
No, but would you, if aliens like, come with me.
What if they said,
you could do the probing?
Why do you assume that they would be nice?
That's another thing. We assume that if aliens are going to be all friendly, they might be like, hey, Earthlings, and just kill us all. Maybe we don't want this. Kevin in North Carolina. What's up, Kev?
Hey, Kevin.
Make it quick, buddy.
you know, just in celebration of this whole alien thing and the series starting tonight between the Yankees and the Red Sox, just imagine that if, you know, aliens were real and they showed up and had to play the Red Sox in one game, and the winner, they saved the Earth, who are you pulling for?
You're rooting for the aliens.
Oh, always, yeah. I got to get on their good side.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.